USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Negotiations in Washington, D.C. continuing as Congress is looking to pass a new stimulus package. President Trump telling reporters that both sides are far apart. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is advocating for direct stimulus payments to Americans and extensions to the eviction moratorium. The Treasury Secretary also saying,
well, we're looking at a deadline, obviously, of this Friday. The President's very focused on evictions and unemployment.
The CEOs of America's top tech companies are on Capitol Hill testifying. Among the issues being discussed include anti-conservative bias on social media, along with antitrust issues. Among those testifying, Apple's Tim Cook and CEO of Amazon, Jeff Bezos, and Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas test positive for COVID-19. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Police across the country are mourning after the loss of one of their own. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes in Washington.
The Chicago Police Department's in mourning after a newly promoted deputy chief appears to have committed suicide. Police Superintendent David Brown announcing the death of Deputy Chief Dion Boyd after he was found dead yesterday morning of an apparent self-inflicted gunshot wound in the Holman Square Police facility on the city's west side.
I, along with the entire Chicago Police Department, grieve the loss of Deputy Chief Dion Boyd, a respected command staff member and 30-year veteran of the department.
Former Vice President Joe Biden's campaign is declining requests to have Biden sit down with Fox News' Chris Wallace, who we all remember grilled President Trump earlier this month. Biden did take a few questions from reporters on Tuesday, although it had been nearly a month since he last did that. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Another full day of hearings on Capitol Hill this Wednesday. A hearing on Tuesday that had a lot of folks scratching their heads was held by the Democratic-led House Judiciary Committee, as when asking questions, House Democrats repeatedly interrupted Attorney General William Barr.
Mr. Barr, I just asked for a yes or no, so let me just tell you, I'm starting to lose my temper.
I'm very aware of protesters
excuse me, Mr. Barr,
in federal government.
This is my time, and I control it.
I gave instructions as to what the...
my time.
Yeah, I'm answering your question.
Hey, will you restore my time because this witness is speaking over my time?
You went over time.
No,
let the witness respond.
They only got 2 minutes, sir.
That they recognized.
Mr. Barr, if I
may. Yeah, but this is a hearing. I thought I was the one that was supposed to be heard.
According to a recent Gallup poll, 71% of people disapprove of the way Congress is handling its job. Now, when the Attorney General did get to answer a question regarding the protests going on across the country, he said,
federal courts are under attack. Since when is it okay to try to burn down a federal court? I'm supposedly punishing the president's enemies and helping his friends. What enemies have I indicted? Who could you point to one indictment that has been under the department that you feel is unmerited, that you feel violates the rule of law?
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or check us out on Facebook as well at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.